In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The quiet house is shattered by their cries. Oh, you just closed your eyes in desperate sleep? Doesn't matter. 11 p.m., 1 a.m., 4 a.m., doesn't matter. They want to be comforted. They want a drink. They need a diaper changed. And those are the easy ones. Sometimes they don't even know what they want. With first light comes a different kind of cry. Time to wake up. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., ready or not. No sleep last night? No problem. For them, they can always nap later or not. So rise and shine. They need to be changed again and gross again. They need to be fed. That's just a circus. They need to be held and in the right position, thank you. They need to be protected, mostly from themselves. Your task? Quickly translating increasingly angry squeaks, lest all hell break loose. Most of the time, they are cute. I think God made them that way for a reason. They smile, they cry, they whine, they throw tantrums. And it's one of these that Jesus picks up and sets in the midst of his disciples. Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Here is your example. No, more than that, here is the pinnacle of Christian perfection and greatness. Whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus says. And with this one sentence, he topples 2,000 years worth of man-made ladders and schemes, all of them constructed for the purpose of making a man great in the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, Jesus and grace and faith and all that. But if you want to get into the kingdom of heaven and be great in the kingdom of heaven, you must also be circumcised and follow the Old Testament ceremonial laws. That was one of the very first ladders men set on top of the gospel. Jesus and grace and faith and all that, but if you want to be great in the kingdom, you need to put on a hair shirt and walk barefoot to Rome. Join the monastery and follow the rule of Saint so-and-so. Yet another ladder set on top of the gospel. Jesus and grace and faith and all that, but if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, then you must realize that your life is a test. Every minute detail of your life is a test, from choices to chores. And in heaven, you will be evaluated and rewarded according to how well you did or not. Here's the purpose-driven ladder of our own times. The whole problem with setting up ladders on top of the gospel is this. The higher you climb, the further away from the gospel you go. It doesn't really matter which ladder you choose. The more you climb, the more greatness you achieve, the more distant from the kingdom of heaven you are. A 16th century reformer by the name of Nicolaus von Amsdorf got it wrong when he said, "Good works are harmful and detrimental to salvation." Luther got it right. Good works are harmful and detrimental to salvation when a person trusts in them. A man who hands a homeless woman a sandwich so that he can earn another jewel in his heavenly crown isn't serving that homeless woman. He's serving himself. His good work is really self-centered sin. The very things he'd highlight on his heavenly resume are the very things for which Christ will sentence him to hell. Unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Little children don't hand God their resume and expect a promotion. Nor do they hand God a bill. See my good works? I believe you owe me some heavenly rewards. When a man thinks that his own sanctification is what makes him great in the kingdom of heaven, that man has lost heaven. Notice that when the disciples ask who is the greatest, Jesus doesn't say, "Well, it's up to me to get you in, but it's up to you to make you great." No, he condemns them precisely for thinking about greatness in this way. Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Never mind, be great. By setting a little child before them, Jesus shows them that greatness in the kingdom of heaven is very different from what they think it is. Greatness isn't something one earns. Greatness is something Jesus gives. He sets the little child before them. How many Old Testament ceremonial laws did this little child keep? How many hair shirts hang in his little closet? How many years did he spend in the monastery? How many tests did he pass? How many chores did he joyfully do? How worthy was his little life in the great men of the church's view? This little child had nothing to boast in, and he made no boast. He came when Jesus called, and he received what Jesus gave. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven is not gained by climbing some great ladder of holiness. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven is standing unworthy before Jesus and receiving the undeserved honor and blessing that he gives. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven isn't gained by climbing a ladder. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven is given by the cross. For on the cross, the greatest becomes the least, so that we who are least might be called the greatest. The righteous one becomes the sinner, so that we sinners are declared righteous by God. Not only does Jesus justify us and cleanse us with his own precious blood, he also sanctifies us. As the scriptures say, it is God who works in you, both to will and to do. Instead of expecting God to thank us for doing good works, we ought to thank him, for it is he who does them through us. Then he rewards us as if we had done it all on our own. He does the work through you, then he rewards you, both in this life and in the resurrection. It's all grace. It's all gift. The disciples are interested in who is the greatest. Jesus tells them that they must become like little children. We have another word for little children. No, not that word. We call them dependents. The humility of a little child is his complete dependence upon others. Night and day, children cry out for help. They need to be washed. They need to be clothed. They need to be fed. They need someone to clean up the mess they just made in their pants. And so do you. Maybe not the mess in your pants, but the mess of sin you've made that verily stinketh under the heavens. The man who balks at the words, "I, a poor, miserable sinner," is like the little child who stands in the corner denying what everyone else already smells. Back to the baptismal font, God carries you. Like the loving father that he is, where he washed and washes you still, It's a loving father who washes his dear child. He clothes you in the righteousness of Christ, even when you fight against it. He feeds you at his table, even when you're sure you're not hungry. He shelters you in his church, his house, protects you mostly from yourself. You may thrash and kick against him, but safe you are in his fatherly arms. Day or night, he answers your cries. Sometimes you don't even know what you want, but he knows what you need. And whether you are aware or not, he is always there, even in the darkness, his thoughts always on what's best for you. There's nothing greater than being a dependent, a child of God. So do yourself a favor. Whatever ladder you're on, come down. Let's say you keep climbing and do achieve greatness. The greatest, Jesus calls the least. And the least he calls the greatest. For greatness is not in ourselves, greatness is in him. Greatness is not gained by our ladders, but given freely from his cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.